Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. David called in from Illinois. And I had a question. We're talking about some of the tactics that the police use. And specifically, when they bash down the front door, who pays for the door? Well, let me tell you, I just looked up what it costs to replace a front door. Well, if you have, this would be not a front door, just an average exterior door. Okay, so if you have a steel door, no glass in it, the low end price is $420 to replace one. That doesn't mean put in one that's a different size, different shape. That means take one that's just like it and take the old one out and put the new one in. At the higher end of the spectrum, it's $1,688. So between $400 and $1,700, roughly. I looked up what it would cost to replace our front door. Now, we don't have an attic. Okay, our house is designed with the ceiling is the roof. So if you go into any room and you look up this, There's no attic above. So if you have a, you know, an 8-foot ceiling, we don't have that. Our ceiling is the roof. Okay? It's sheetrocked, but it's the roof. So if you had a typical house that had an 8-foot first floor, let's say it's a ranch house, and you didn't have an attic above that, and you could stand in the attic, that's another 8 feet. So it'd be 16 feet up in the air. Well, that's kind of what we have. So we don't have an attic, and because of that, it's, these tall ceilings require a door that is commensurate with that size or that height of the ceiling. So our front door is a double front door, and it's 8 feet tall. Standard door is about 7 feet tall. So it was a little more expensive. And I looked up what it would cost now to have a double 8-foot door installed. I can't believe it. It's $3,500. Which is absolutely insane. Now, our son and I installed ours, and it probably took us, you know, half a day to do it. Because we never installed a door like that before. It was a little complicated. But $3,500? So now the question is, David, if someone bashes in a front door that costs between the range is $400 to maybe $7,000 for a front door, who pays for that? Do the police write you a check and say, yeah, we're just checking to make sure everybody's okay, and you guys didn't answer in the when we whispered at the door, police? Who pays for that?
No. First thing, if they breach the dwelling, they're not going to just breach the door. You're going to wind up having holes up and down the walls. They're going to destroy the internal structure of that facility that they go into. So, meaning your home. And if they don't find nothing, it's happened many times. They go to the wrong address. They don't care. They don't care. They get the training out of it. That's it. Now, they go and they find out, oops, we made a mistake. Well, let's say, well, how do we get out of this? We found a seed somewhere on the property. Anything. Something trivial like that. Now what do you got? You're going to be climbing an uphill battle to try to get anything paid for. Anything. And if you're lucky enough to, it's coming out of your tax dollars, not their budget. And they laugh about it. It's hilarious to them. It is hilarious to them. And it just amazes me. But I want to say something really serious. You brought up something a minute ago. You said, what do we do if they breach your door? What are you willing to do? Now, I've been living under that threat most of my life. And when my father said, what are you going to do? If you don't shut your mouth, we're going to come in there, and it'll be a no-knock. And I started arming myself, and they gave me training with this stuff ever since I was a kid. I didn't ask for their training on weapons and how to plan and how to take out buildings. I didn't ask for that. They gave it to me. They did, okay? But since they know I had what they showed me, what's going to happen? I know you're going to take me down. Some of you are going to take me down. But that's the last four walls that I have to protect myself. He said, okay, you're with her. What do you think we're going to do to her? We can't leave her and just let her be. We're going to make it look, if not look like somebody else did it, or that you guys were involved in something. So I had to have a serious conversation with her what to do in that situation. And she said, so just don't let them do to me what they showed you in them photographs. And I had to promise her something, that I will take that action if necessary. And
Dave,
that's how
you're
life
talking
is
about,
here.
You're talking about your wife, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think those who are paying attention in class are wondering, should they have that conversation with their family? What are your thoughts, David?
Definitely. Because if they come in, they will come in a guns a-blaring. They don't care if it's going to be the wrong. If they want to get into that house, especially if you have something they really want bad, they're going to find a reason. You can look, I can give you all kinds of cases where they wanted something bad off somebody, and they're going to find a way to get it. Whether it be to find a way to swindle the property they won't sell. It's been happening. It happened all the time.
David, have you heard of evidence gone missing in police evidence rooms? I mean, nice things, you know, things that people might want to have. Have you heard of that?
Here's one even more surprising to you. That would be. It was more shocking to me when I found out about this at a younger age. I thought, at least for themselves, they covered themselves 100%. They would steal from each other, even guns that they wanted, that the other guy confiscated or had from here or there. They would steal it from themselves, from each other. And you're like, my gosh, what? You know, I mean, they have guns. I've seen drop guns. I drop phones. They know what criminals use. They carry several of them. You know,
David,
and you're like, oh, sorry,
David. Okay, there's a absolutely magnificent piece of art. It is also a handgun. It was made by a company named High Standard. And they made this magnificent target pistol in .22 long rifle, and it was called a Citation. Absolutely magnificent in every respect. It was a great shooting pistol. It's a semi-automatic pistol. It was really accurate, and it's highly prized. Do you know what I'm talking about, a high standard Citation?
Yeah, I know High Standard.
Okay. Well, this thing had a fluted barrel, okay? This is a really magnificent piece of art. And I'm just wondering, if one of those ended up in the evidence room, for example, what do you think the likelihood of that staying in the evidence room for a couple of years would be?
I'd be surprised if it stayed in there very long. 99.97% chance it'll be out of that evidence room within a week, if that. Even if it made it to the evidence room, most of the time, they don't even get a chance to get off their shifts and get out of their vehicles before they're getting rid of the guns that they confiscated off the streets from people, legal, law-abiding citizens, mind you. Okay, and I've seen this in front of my face, you know. And, you know, like, wait a minute, those guns are in a case. That's the legal way to transport the firearm. You're supposed to not shut up. Just stand there, you know, and you're like, I don't understand. You know, you see my, you know, asking those questions all my life by observing these, you know, it just shocks. You have to ask those questions because you're confused. And that's a confusion. You don't want to be around those people because it causes violence. It causes me to lose body parts. And
let me share something with our class. Class, you may not believe this, but this is absolutely true. One of my family was driving and it could have been me, so I'm not going to identify who it was, but one of us was driving an antique vehicle. And there was some road construction. And what they did was they cut the road. Literally, they have a machine that grinds off like 3 inches of the road. So they take the old road, and at some point they draw a line across the road, and they cut into the road, and then there's a drop down where they grind off 3 inches because they're going to put new road on top. But they want it to be the same height, so they grind off part of the old road. So that left a step with a really sharp edge. And one of my family was driving around as it was getting dark. And they were going around a curve at a 55-mile-an-hour area. And right at the point where this drop-off was, a sharp ledge, no sign. No sign at all, because they just finished working on it that day. And they all went home. And it bent two wheels, two antique wheels on our vehicle, and it damaged two tires. It broke the steel belts. So now the tires are out of round, and the wheels are bent. So I got on the internet, and I looked up the area where this happened, and I called up the city, because it's within the city, or I thought it was within the city limits. But I wasn't exactly sure. But certainly within the county. So I called up the city and I said, I identified myself and I said, I just want to make sure that I send the bill to the right people. And this gal said, okay, you want to talk to the state highway department. They're in charge of that. Yeah, we know all about it. Yep. And so I talked to them. And they transferred me to a special department. And that department is called Risk Management. Risk management.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. I know.
They know that they...
We're all laughing because we know what the risk management is.
Yeah, that's where people die. That's where people die and they go, uh-oh, how are we going to lower this payout? That's what risk management is all about.
That's right.
Okay, well, they are going to pay for two wheels. They're going to pay for two tires and the labor to change them. That's what they're going to pay for. And they know it. And so I just, I was real polite. And I said, I just want to make sure I send the bill to the right people. I didn't say, what are you going to do about it? I said, I'm going to bill you guys. Now, if they don't pay for it, I'm going to take it out of any taxes that they may think that I owe. They're not getting away with this. They've caused well over $1,000 worth of damage because of their carelessness and recklessness. What I'm telling you, class, is you don't have to take the beating that you are being given. If you run into a pothole that's been there more than, a day or so, that is negligence. For example, if you slip on a banana on the sidewalk, and you end up going into court because you hurt your back or you broke your leg, the attorney will say, well, what color was the banana? And if you say, well, it was yellow, they say, well, I was just dropped there, so we can't be responsible because it was just dropped there. But if you say it was brown, that means it has been oxidized and has been there so long that someone should have picked it up. But they didn't, and now they are involved in the negligence action. Okay? Because they didn't pick it up. So there was no sign. There was no sign that said, this road is defective and you're going to destroy your car. Okay, so we've talked about the front door. We get back here when it's comments.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, now you know why we call this Do Radio, not Talk Radio. We actually do it. Gwyneth, I mentioned a couple of things, risk management, et cetera, bashing down the front door. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we need to stop showing the police so much respect because they don't deserve it. They're corrupt. They're the biggest bunch of criminals you've ever seen. They're endangering all of our lives. They're endangering all of our properties, all of our families. They're dragging children out of mothers' arms and giving them to pedophiles. We need to stop respecting these people. Okay? We need to look after ourselves. You know, I get so fed up when I hear on certain radio shows, not USA Prepares, but certain other radio shows, that we need the police. We do not need the police. Okay? If everybody out there had the same attitude in their life that I have and that David has and that you have, there wouldn't be a crime problem because they would know that if they that the criminals would know that if they go, doing a home invasion on a certain isolated farmhouse, that even if there's strict firearms laws, that there could very well be somebody on the other side of that door with an axe, a hatchet, a kitchen knife, a piece of rope to wrap around the guy's neck, whatever. you know, and that home invasion would end up going very badly for that group of criminals. And that is even true if it's a woman living on her own in the house. Women who live on their own should be the most dangerous people to home invaders. Okay? Every woman on her own should get it in her mind that if there is anybody who is going to come to your house in the middle of the night, that they are up to no good and that they need to be met with force. That you need to defend your life and you need to defend your property and you need to defend your children, because you are the head of the household, and if you don't defend them, they are going to take you and they are probably going to kill you. And so you need to fight as if your life depends on it, because it does. And it doesn't matter at that point if that guy is wearing a badge and a uniform, or if he's wearing ladies' pantyhose on his head and a black sweater and black jeans. It doesn't matter, because probably the outcome's going to be the same. And there have been cases, incidentally, in the last few months, where drug dealers have been going around with police cars, wearing police uniforms, raiding rival drug dealers' houses and smashing them up. And these are not police officers. They just have access somehow to police cars and police uniforms. Maybe they stole the police car 2 hours before. But just because it's a police car, even if it's got painted, you know, with the checkerboard symbol with police and the lights and all the rest of it, and even if they're in police uniforms, there's no guarantee that that's actually a police officer. And even if it is a police officer, if they're anything like the police officers around here, they're no better than the criminals anyway. You know? So if they show up with violent force, they need to be met with violent force. You should not go out attacking them. You should absolutely not go out attacking them. But if they're attacking you, you need to defend yourself. And if that means that they arrest you and throw you in the can for 5 years, well, you should regard that as an opportunity to gain a university education and build a network, because that's going to be the rest of your life from that point on. Does that make sense?
I know Randy Weaver, and they killed his wife. They shot, I'm talking about the government, shot his dog, his child, his wife. It was a siege at Ruby Ridge. It was a movie.
Ruby Ridge.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's time for his chamber to vote on a new stimulus package.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
The Kentucky Republican says it includes more than $100 billion for the safe reopening of schools, but he says the bill does not include everything that Republicans want. And he disputes Democrats' claims that the bill includes a laundry list of GOP policies that would change the country. AstraZeneca is pumping the brakes on its Phase 3 coronavirus vaccine clinical trials, the pharmaceutical company saying it found what it calls a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials. The company says it will be investigating and will review the safety data. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Seven people were found shot and killed in an illegal marijuana growing operation in a small California desert town. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says the victims were all found in a home in the middle of the night on Monday, and detectives discovered more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana inside that house, as well as hundreds of pot plants still growing. No word on a motive at this time, but it's suspected the drugs have something to do with it. No arrests have been made. Air travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the four-day period last year. And a Christian group has launched a new effort to try to drive people against backing President Trump's re-election, especially in key swing states like Florida and Michigan. Faithful America, which describes itself as the largest online community of grassroots Christians acting for social justice, announcing the initiative yesterday, saying it's the first time they've chosen to become directly involved in election activity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us. David is with us. And I've just got a quick comment to make. And I know Gwyneth wanted to talk about the Three Gorges Dam and how serious that is. And also about the Harry and housebreaker or homebreaker wife of his who almost is single-handedly destroying the monarchy. But what you've learned today in class is that the police and the mayor have violated our trust. Or the police and the mayors have violated our trust. And that if you question that, that violation of trust, you're termed disgruntled, as David said. And I agree. He's right. And that's true. We are disgruntled. And we're disgruntled because how could... Let me give you an example. Marshfield, Missouri. The attorney general for the corrupt state of Missouri actually did the right thing, and he went after the city government of Marshfield, Missouri. It's 20 miles away from us. We've been through there many times. And they set up an operation for profit. They hired a cop, paid him $35,000, and his job was to bring back over $170,000 in extra revenue from a ticket quota. A ticket quota is an illegal thing. You can't have a quota for tickets. So imagine you're driving along and you're not speeding. And you get a ticket for speeding. And it's a six-point ticket, which means that your insurance rate is going to go up for the next 3 years by 10%. So 10% for 3 years. So you're going to end up paying more for insurance because now you're a risk because, well, you've been caught speeding, allegedly. But you weren't. So you go to court and you say, Your Honor, I wasn't speeding. This is all fabricated. This is bogus. And the prosecutor and the judge talk and they say, I'll tell you what, $200 for a loud muffler and court costs and you won't get any points. Is that satisfactory? And what are you going to do? You're going to say, no, give me the 6 points and the higher insurance costs? Or are you going to pay him the $200? Just about everybody pays him the $200. Because they've got us by the throat. And because they've got us by the throat, and because they pull stunts like this, they've violated our trust. And they label us as disgruntled. Which is why we're seeing the riots all over. Because it's not just Marshfield, Missouri. It's all over. It's in California. It's in Arizona. It's everywhere. So I just wanted to share with you, that's what's happening. And as I said before, we're not getting out of this. This is not going to be fixed. And just one other comment. There was a television series that I used to kind of make fun of. Mrs. Finelli kind of liked it years ago. And the television series was called Walker, Texas Ranger. And when she would put that DVD in, I'd say, oh, you're watching The Three-Word Man. The Three-Word Man. And I would say, you know, if they say, why do you call him The Three-Word Man? And I'd say, well, I think that he was in so many karate tournaments that he's been hit in the head so many times that Chuck Norris, who played Walker, couldn't remember his lines. So he would have three-word lines. And the lines were like, yep. Get them. Uh-huh. Them. And those were his lines. Well, if we're not careful, we're going to have a three-word president, Joe Biden, because he can't remember his lines. And I'm not kidding. We will be the laughingstock of the universe. Joe Biden, he can't remember his lines. Joe Biden. For almost 50 years, he has been the problem. And he's the guy who's going to fix it, right? We're in so much trouble. And 48% of Americans think that he's their guy. So that tells you right off the bat that 48% of Americans are as dumb as a box of rocks. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I think that you and America are headed straight for a civil war, and I think it's all going to kick off just after the November elections.
Well, we're in a civil war. I believe we're in it already. You take 40...
yeah, you are. But what I mean is officially. And, you know, I think that here in Victoria, like I said, I'm not advocating anything. But I can't see any way out of this for Victoria, what we are going through here, other than people starting to stand up for themselves. And I'm going to leave everybody just to fill in the blanks there. But it's going to involve
standing up against the Victoria police when they come to your house at 10 p.m. at night and just decide that they want to wander through. You have got to stand up against them. Otherwise, we are heading into the most unbelievable tyranny that you can possibly imagine, that will make North Korea look like a walk in the park, that will make Nazi Germany look like a walk in the park. Okay, because what we are facing here in Victoria is worse than North Korea and worse than Nazi Germany. That is what we are headed into. And we will not be free here in the state of Victoria until I can put an ad in the newspaper or on the internet and sell a litter of puppies. And until I can drive my farm utility vehicle down the road without plates and without seat belts. Until I can do that, we are not free. Because that is even part of it. I'm not advising that anybody drive without registration and without seat belts, but I think that people ought to have the choice to, if they want to. Because there's an argument that seatbelts can be a liability, that people have been trapped in their vehicles by the seatbelts and have died. That has actually happened.
You mentioned Nazi Germany. You mentioned Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
In Nazi Germany, I'm sure you all can conjure up the image of the stormtroopers coming up to the second or third floor of a housing unit in the city. And they're going to round up the people that they want to arrest and put in concentration camps. So six guys march up the steps, bump, bump, in the middle of the night. And you have to wonder, how come the people saw this coming, block after block after block, getting closer and closer and closer, and they didn't set up tripwires on those steps? And they didn't set up a method whereby as the stormtroopers came around the steps, the top of the steps to turn, they didn't get harpooned and didn't have a pitchfork in the chest. And then you push the first one down and the other five go down and tumble on top of each other because of the tripwire. And you'd think that, you know, if that happened enough times, the stormtroopers would say, this is really getting dangerous. We don't want to do this anymore. But nobody did that. They just said, yes, sir. How high? Where do you want me to go? Be glad to. If that's okay with you, thank you very much. And that's what happened. Because people didn't stand up. So a few stormtroopers cleaned out blocks of people. The stormtroopers were outnumbered, and yet they pulled it off. Because they were using stealth maneuvers, kind of like what's happening here in the United States and around the world. It's unacceptable. There's no reason why the police can't say, hey, we're the police, and we'd like to talk to you. There's no reason why they need to bash doors down. None. There's no reason for the police to have 130-mile-an-hour pursuits. There's no reason for the police to go speeding down the highway when there's no call for an emergency. They do it because they can do it, and they can get away with it. And if you ask them, how come you speed? Well, it's because we can. Gwyneth, Three Gorges Dam, can you please tell us how serious this is right now?
Yeah, the Three Gorges Dam is getting really, really serious. I sent you an email earlier. If you want to go, there's a guy called, and his name is called James Neal Cooper. He has a YouTube channel. You can go on his YouTube channel and see the photos that he has. There's bubbles coming out the bottom of the Three Gorges Dam. And what that means is that there is pressure, okay? There's water coming out at high pressure not from the spigots that it's supposed to come out, from underneath the water, okay? And there's also plumes of sediment coming out of the top of the dam. So where the water would go into the pipe to head downhill, there's plumes of sediment coming out in that direction, and there's water jetting out downstream from underneath the dam, from a leak that's under the water. Now, what that means is that there is a crack in the dam, and the water is getting sucked into a hole underneath the waterline, probably a long way underneath the waterline, at the Three Gorges Dam, and is filling up the earthen interior of the dam. This is an earth-filled dam, okay? You can go and watch the photos of it getting built. It's filled with earth. And the crack is formed in the base of the dam somewhere. It's sucking the water in, and it's spitting it out at high pressure out the other side and forming this jet, which is clearly visible in the satellite photos that have emerged in the last day or two. Now, what that means is that the inside of the dam is eroding away, and it's likely that the intake, the hole that is, or the crack that is underneath the waterline at the bottom of the dam, is going to get bigger because that water is going to be sucked in at high pressure. It's going to be forced sediment, and it's going to be like a water blaster and a sand blaster all in one, and the exit hole, the same thing. And meanwhile, the inside of the dam is filling up with water, and it's liquefying the earth inside the dam and making that liquefied interior of the dam so much heavier. In short, that dam is going to collapse, and now there's no way out of it. If anybody listening to this broadcast is living downstream of the Three Gorges Dam, I don't care how you do it. You need to get out of there. I don't care if there's police or roadblocks on the road or whatever.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Gwyneth's with us. David's with us. Gwyneth, you mentioned the Three Gorges Dam. It's in China. Those who are downstream, downhill, should be very, very concerned. What is the likelihood that that dam is going to fail and people are going to die? What's the likelihood, in your opinion?
I personally would be very, very surprised if it was still there in 2 weeks. I would be, okay. I'm just waiting for it to collapse at any time. Now, actually, given that what has come forward about this, this high pressure spray that is evident from the satellite photos, it's quite a considerable size of jet under the water, and you can't have that magnitude of leak. Because when you get a leak in a dam, even a small leak, the pressure of the water going through that leak expands the hole constantly, okay? And especially when you've got coming out of that gap, the water is not only under high pressure, but it's also contains a lot of sand and grit and sediment, which is also abrasive. You know how abrasive a sandblaster is, Vincent? If you could imagine a sandblaster that was that also was a water blaster as well, and that had a nozzle that wasn't just like a 1 millimeter nozzle, but that was many feet across. That and coming out at immense high pressure to where the exit jet is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet long, and it's literally visible from space. And it's being seen by Canadian satellites, and and all, you know, and Japanese satellites and all the rest of it. They're all monitoring it at the moment, and there's nothing that the Chinese can do to shut it down because these are not Chinese satellites, and they can't stop people from seeing it. Yeah.
Class, a sandblaster will blast the paint right off a car. Okay, a sandblaster is used if you ever buy a used alternator, for example, for your car. You know, a rebuilt one, and it looks shiny just like a new one. That's because they took the old one, they took the case, and they sandblasted it. They sandblasted all the dirt and grime, maybe some paint off it, and it looks brand new again. And if you ever looked at etched glass, they use a sandblaster to do that. And if you look at tombstones, that is marked with a sandblaster. That's how they do it. So what you're talking about is really powerful. Gwyneth, I mentioned Harry and Meghan, the house wrecker, the home breaker. I mentioned that I believe that she has done more damage all by herself to the monarchy than any other individual in modern history. What are your thoughts about Harry, Meghan, and their $150 million Netflix deal where they're expecting to be compensated $1 million per presentation, $1 million per speech? What are your thoughts about those two individuals who hardly know anything being paid such exorbitant compensation?
I think that they're going to get a really nasty reality shock when their show fails. Because they are thinking that they're going to get the attention that they have received all through their life. But, you know, Harry's got to wake up that the only reason why anyone's even got the remotest amount of time a day for him is because he's the son of Princess Diana. You know? That, and Princess Diana was loved. But I think that she would be quite disappointed in Harry. And I think that he's really, really made the wrong decision there. Nobody's going to watch the show. It's going to be a flop, okay? Because, you know, you've got people. I've been getting Facebook messages of people in Melbourne asking me for help because they have no money, no motor vehicle, no food in the house, and they're in lockdown, and they're terrified, and they don't know what to do. And, you know, Harry and Meghan think that they're going to, you know, make hundreds of millions of dollars from a TV show showing off all their wealth. When there's people starving to death in Melbourne?
All over the world. All over the world are people starving. United States as well.
Yeah. That's right.
Well,
and that's, and it's going to get worse.
We've come to the end of the broadcast. David, any quick comments?
No, I'll let Gwyneth, and you have the last one. Thanks.
David, would you like to join me on Friday, hour number two?
Sure.
Okay. Put down your calendar, please. And
all right.
I'll call you. Gwyneth, it's been delightful broadcasting with you and David as well. Well, thank you very much for spending your time with us and teaching people what's really happening. We're not making this up, class. So have that meeting with your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.